Hey, it's Danny. Sorry I can't get to the phone right now, but please leave me a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Kezzy, it's Arch. Mate, well done on winning. Where are you? And I'll come join you guys. Just seeing all the stuff going on the stories. I'm still keen to come and join, mate. Just let me know and I'll get in an Uber. I'm in an Uber now, mate, and shall I just say your name on the door? What are you in Twickenham or to the Stoop? Hey, Kezzy, I'm at the Stoop, but it doesn't seem like many people are around, and security said that even though I know you won't let me in, just give me a call. Kezzy, I've just got some tinnies. I'm on the bridge between Twickenham and the Stoop, so just let me know and then I'll come and I'll join you guys. Like, you're having such a good time on this Instagram. Kezzy, it's coming up to midnight now and just want to know if you're getting my message. I've WhatsApped you quite a lot, but I'm really keen to join. It'd be great. I imagine we're such a lot, mate. Just give me a shout. Kezzy, that is not fair. Where are you? It's not fair. I've done all those inspirational CD-ROMs for you. Hello? Kezzy? Right, that's it, mate. I'm not unfollowing you on Instagram. More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the RigBiz podcast for our final pre-C. Today I'm joined by Mr. Archie Cousins, a year older, but sadly not that much wiser.
I said a boom 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 if you say oh well, well.
Are you okay? You're still drunk? You're still drunk?
Mate, I am still going for the weekend. My birthday weekend was... chat.
Well, it wasn't really.
It was rigged, mate.
It was just you and me.
It was you and me, and I showed you how rugby boys do it.
You promised me
We went hard and fast like a blitz defence.
You promised me the full Clap and Falcons team, and no one ever turned up. It was just you and I for three hours.
Gone by 7 p.m.
I know you were.
I was doing four drinks for every drink you were doing.
Oh, what, they were meant to rock up at 7, were
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and they're lost, mate.
Well, mate, I put you in a cab at 5:30.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, but I that's the way I go, mate. Hard and fast. It's birthday lash. That's how you do it, mate.
Good. You must be feeling awful the next day.
Yeah, mate, I'm not going to lie. Felt rough. And disappointingly, I hit the carbs pretty hard.
God, that's awful for me. What did you have?
Mate, just a shed load of bananas. And then I did a Sunday roast. It's where I do like a 2-hour fitness session. You know, starter is cardio. Main is weights. And dessert is a good old stretch.
Right.
A bit of core.
So I'm guessing, Archie, when you were doing your Sunday roast, that's when you sent me that text when you were absolutely seething. You were absolutely livid.
Yeah, I've had a very stressful start to the week. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I mean, it's coming to the end of
it?
Q2. And you know, I've had a phenomenal Q2, as I've said previously.
You've told us many times.
But when I was running on Sunday, I noticed that we had some unwanted visitors on Clapham Common. Some anti-vaccination people.
Right. The guys in the tents.
Yeah, like these guys who obviously don't wash. Very left wing, probably take a lot of drugs.
Right, okay.
And I've had to spend the beginning of the week negotiating with them to ask them to leave. It's really bad press.
Well, you've been out there sort of fighting fire.
Yeah, I've been there with a megaphone. I've asked them, you know, could they possibly move to Putney? Could, you know, I did say, look, I think your look and, you know, your politics suit East London a lot better.
Yeah.
Please, you know, please remove yourself.
Yeah, you're probably not going to have the right impact in Clapham.
And I did explain to them, look, guys, I'm all for a protest. At school, they got rid of the salad bar and I actually protested for 2 weeks at school to get that back. So I'm all for protesting.
We all remember the Manchester Normandy campaign. Yeah.
I said, guys, I'm getting double vaccinated. I want to get out to bloody Dubai. And I said, has any of them ever been to a brunch in Dubai? None of them had. So that's clearly they don't understand. Plus, I want to get to my dad.
Introducing Wheezy, the greatest delivery app in the world.
Blemishes the night skies. I'm feeling like the nice guy. Wanna kick back and roll around and say I wanna have Wheezy every day. Green blemishes the night skies. I'm feeling like the nice guy. Wanna kick back and roll around and say I wanna have Wheezy every day. Sitting back on the clapping streets, one or two. She wanna come round to mine and we can stew. Wanna eat some Italian food for tricks. Laying back and we're ordering all the shit. Hennessy, vodka bottle blue. Made me wanna come buy drinks for you, I said. Download the app and I start searching. 10 minutes time you'll be drinking and flirting. If you live in London town, put your hands up now. If you live in London town, put your hands out now, now. Cause you can get 50 cent off how. You gotta put in the code. I gotta check the code. I gotta check the code. I gotta check the code. Yeah. Green blemishes the night sky. I'm feeling like the night sky. Wanna get back and roll around and say, I wanna have Wheezy every day. Green blemishes the night sky. I'm feeling like the night sky. Wanna get back and roll around and say, I wanna have Wheezy every day. And the good thing is, you can order Wheezy to your door in less than 10 minutes and you get the freshest veg and booze and food and everything you ever need from the most incredible suppliers. And you get 50% off, that's right, 50% off everything. Half price, booze, food, you name it. You're welcome, just use the code RIGBIZ at checkout on the Wheezy website or app. That's what we do.
So Archie, today we're absolutely delighted to be bringing the biggest name in English rugby, the most successful player
that, Johnny Wilkinson?
All time. No, Danielle Nolly Waterman, the most glittered and celebrated star in the history of this game. Hall of Famer herself, and she is on the pod today for some chance with it. How excited are you?
Very, very excited. Not surprised she's come, and it's great to have her on board because a lot of people don't realise that, you know, girls play rugby.
No, it's true.
And you know what? Nolly has got some chat. She's going to be phenomenal. Let's bring her in to the old banter cage.
Hi.
Nolly's.
Oh, welcome.
Nolly, you know, we are delighted to be joined by yourself today. You're one of the most decorated fullbacks in the history of rugby. 7 Six Nations medals, World Cup championship under your belt. And you can now be found on our screens as a pundit and a commentator extraordinaire. Danielle Nolly Waterman, welcome to the Rugby's Pod. Firstly,
could I just quickly say, Freddie?
Yeah, of course, go for it.
Nolly, that's one hell of a CV. You wouldn't have a trouble finding a job in the city.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. You did miss off the Olympics, but I'll forgive you for that,
Freddie,
one.
Freddie, that is poor research.
Olympics is coming up later. I thought that was you came fourth, Nolly. The others you won. I didn't want to rub it in that early on in the pod.
Great research, Freddie.
But firstly, how did the nickname Nolly come around? I mean, I was trying to work it out earlier.
It's short for knowledge.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. Oh, right.
I was going to say, that's bloody good. Of
Archie is the king of nicknames. You know, every time someone comes into the Falcons, he initiates them, he christens them. Would you try and improve on that, story, on that nickname?
That is a pretty good nickname. I might just go with the CV. That's quite strong, the CV.
The CV is actually very, very good.
that will stick, the CV.
Your father was Bath legend Jim Waterman, I believe fourth in all-time appearances for Bath, over 400 caps. Archie's best mate, Benders, also played for Bath, and they grew up. He grew up sort of around that region as well, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you guys probably shared many a similar story growing up. What are your memories from being a child, going to the rec, watching your father play like you would have watched your best mate play?
I actually don't have any because I was born after it.
He was retired after. Okay.
My dad was an ultimate lad and did his rugby career first. And right. Then decided to settle down.
I just thought, you know, playing over 400 caps at Bath, that would have taken some amount of time.
No, that's a man after my own heart. When I retire, that's when I plan to have children.
Okay. Right. So you never sort of walked in the footsteps of the rec stadium. You never fell in love. I know New Zealand when you moved out there. Why did you move out there? Maybe we should move on to that, seeing as you have no memories from Bath.
Oh, it's actually nothing to do with my dad. It was the fact that my mum's new partner got a job out there.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So your father leaves
this
you in
is
Bath.
A great start to a podcast.
Your father leaves
your
you in Bath.
Research has been phenomenal.
It was quite hard to research the family history after Jim retired from Bath.
If you were working in the office with me now, I would have to bring you into my office and say,
have a word.
Listen,
have
as
a word.
An analyst, you just haven't done the job.
No, I agree.
We've now lost money on this business.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to take it out your way.
Sadly, I couldn't find the relationship between your stepfather. That's not on many Google pages or YouTube, whatever. But Nolly, you moved to New Zealand. You fall in love with rugby. Firstly, obviously you're over there with your, now we know, with your mum and her new partner. But how did this love interest begin? What was the catalyst to falling in love with rugby?
Just growing up with two big brothers. I think everything they wanted to do, I got stuck into. And that included going up to the rugby club. Yeah, I was one of the only girls running around, but it was good fun. And I learned to tackle boys that are 4 years older than me. So tackling boys my own age was pretty easy.
No, I can imagine.
Yeah, I did all right.
That's actually very similar in a way to my background. I learned to fend for myself at boarding school. And right. I was tackling guys, 4 or 5 years older than me. And actually, I had an incident with the teacher, Mr. Matthew. I don't want to go into it, but I learned to tackle him as well.
Are you sure that was tackle?
Well, he made me. Let's not go into it. Anyway, carry on.
When you were playing against the boys, I mean, it's schoolboy rugby. You're playing in their team as well. What are the weird and wonderful experiences which happen when you're playing against some bolsterous teenagers?
Most of the time, they didn't know whether they could tackle me because they were like, they were reasonably polite until I was like, went and let loose and smashed them into the floor. And then it was like, kind of, get stuck in. But I love playing with the boys. I thought it was brilliant, and actually it probably allowed me to develop my game far better than I would have done with the girls because of the speed and the physicality and stuff. It was a bit crap, to be honest, because like there was never any changing rooms or anywhere for me, so I'd have to go to the toilet and try and wash my knees. I mean, it was, there's no way, Archie, you would have put up with having to clean yourself in a sink, that's for sure.
No, luckily we had staff to do that. But I actually play a bit of a mixed touch on clap on common.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it because, you know, I guess it gives me a chance to develop my game. And we, you know, I say to the girls, you know, full contact, don't worry about it. And a lot of them hit me quite hard. Mm. Not in the face.
I'm not surprised.
In the face.
In the face.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
But
that
actually helps me with my resilience. So it works out.
Well, Nolly, you have some time in New Zealand and then you decide to move back to England. I won't ask what happened with the stepdad if there's another one, just in case I put my foot in it. But you move back to England and you join the senior academy at 15, and then you become the youngest, I believe, player, not just lady, but player to make your debut for England. Definitely women's international at 18. What was your debut like against Ireland? What are your memories of that wonderful day?
Yeah, it was pretty mad, to be honest. I don't think it had really sunk in until we'd had the shirt presentation the night before. And they called out Danielle Waterman, and like loads of the team didn't know who it was because they'd literally only knew Miss Nolly. They were literally like, who is this girl? But yeah, like it all kind of came a little bit real then. And that's when, you know, didn't really sleep that night. And actually getting on the bus, the team manager, Stiz, she was quite a scary lady. And she was like, oh, are you nervous? And I was like, oh, like trying to get like, typical 18, like, yeah, no, I'm fine, like gonna be amazing experience, like gonna get stuck in, like just gonna enjoy it. And she's like, well, you should be. Oh, shit. Anyway, I just got on the bus and yeah, ended up getting 7 minutes, so not the longest, but it was just amazing to like genuinely get to be part of it. And what was absolutely epic was it was down at Tomah Park, and it was the final game of the Six Nations, and the girls the year before had lost to France and they'd got the Grand Slam, and this year the season that I got my first cap, we'd won the Grand Slam. So oh, I literally wow. got a Grand Slam winner's medal after 7 minutes of rugby and then a massive party afterwards. So it was class.
Well, before we ask you about what happened in that party, what is your routine pre-game? Because Archie's got a very strict routine on the way to work every day and also before a rugby game. So
it's the same.
I wonder if it's the same routine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So do you want to say your routine and then Nolly can...
I don't want to give too much away to the fans because that's coming out of my self-help book in Christmas. But it involves me shaving my body, naked press-ups, naked burpees. Then I have a egg white omelette with broccoli and boiled chicken. And then I will have a 15-minute cold shower. And then there's a period of sort of 10 to 15 minutes, depending on time, that I'll just talk to myself mentally in the mirror and, you know, just say affirmations, you know, like, you're okay, your dad loves you, don't worry about it, keep going. You know, you're okay, everyone loves you, don't worry about it. And the more I repeat it, the more I believe it. And, you know, then I feel very positive about attacking the city or attacking the line.
I think you forgot Ian McGeachin's audiobook on the way in.
Yeah, that. And then obviously when I go to sleep, the night before I listen to Owen Farrell, and that helps me relax and go to sleep.
What's your favourite music? Like, what would be on your playlist?
Just purely Nickelback. I'm a big fan of Nickelback. Never made it as a blind man. Never made it as a wise man singing. I have a lot of that. I obviously listened to our Christmas single, top 10 Christmas single for Restart Rugby, must have heard. That had Danny Kerr, Haskell, yes. Had a lot of the Saracens rugby women in it. Vicky Fleetwood was in it. It was a tune. I'll send it to you afterwards. It's great. Yeah, it's
Lottie cool. Clamp, I believe.
I think I did see it because Fleeto was my roommate. She's one of my best friends. She's although too good a rig for a front row. Well, she was playing front row. As a roommate, I was basically a feeder. So I would just try and make her eat as many sweets as possible just to make myself feel better.
She is in incredible shape, an incredible rugby player, and becoming one of my favorite influencers. Yeah. She gets some great deals on Instagram.
Loves a coffee. Loves a free coffee machine. Yeah. Well, Nolly, let's go back to that night. You've just won a Grand Slam after playing 7 minutes, which is quite incredible. And then that is a catalyst for the lashes of all lashes. What happens that evening?
My mum and stepdad were there and they were more drunk than anyone in the bar. To be fair, it was quite funny. So one of the girls came over and was like, you know, looking out for this 18-year-old still at school, was kind of, you know, Nolly, you probably had a bit too much to drink. Are you all right? You know, you okay? And I was like, my mum's buying me the drink, so maybe you'll chat to her. To be fair, like, my mum Sue, or we call her Suba, she just loved it. I loved that, and that just set the tone, I think, for the rest of my career. And being number one fan, she was the number one party girl as well. My dad was very grounding, and after every game, and even in the World Cup final where we won, he was like, Nolly, I think you know, on that line maybe. And I was like, Dad, for the first time ever, I actually don't care. Like, I've got a gold medal.
I love it when my dad comes to watch.
Nolly, having lost two finals in World Cups leading up to 2014, you finally end up on the winning side. What amazed me the most was the fact it was against Canada.
What was the Lasharoo like? I'm guessing there was a lot of Birrios consumed and it was loose.
You know what? It was pretty hectic. One of the coolest things was actually when we left the official function and we were going back to the hotel, which is literally in the middle of nowhere. We went to this roundabout, and on the roundabout was a pub that where all of the England fans had been meeting, but it was all the friends and family. So it was everybody that was close to us had been going to this one place. And it was on this roundabout that we passed on the way back, and our bus driver was mental. And so our coaches were literally like, can you stop the bus? So we went round the roundabout a few times and then literally just stopped on the motorway, the roundabout. And we got off to every single person that was close to us, past players, parents, partners, brothers, sisters, all of that, all piled out of this pub, like a few hundred people, and all started singing Swing Low. And we had the actual World Cup and our medals, and we were obviously all smashed and got to go and have beers with everybody that was super important to that journey.
That
and
I think fantastic.
What was amazing was, one, my mum was buying the beers because it was really expensive, and two, it was just, you never really, and I'm someone that believe that you need to party with your team, that moment, you know, you don't really want you want them there, but you also just need to be together. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't have asked for a more special occasion, and especially because all the past players were there, and also the World Cup winners from 1994 from the England squad, and women that were still that had actually created women's rugby in the UK were in that room singing and part of it.
Your mum loves the Lash. That's what I'm taking away from this.
That's like a film scene. Makes me think, I can't wait when I retire. I imagine that something quite similar will be on Northcote Road. Down Northcote Road. I'll be waving. There'll be past and present Clapham Falcons players. I'll be there. We'll make history. It'll be incredible. And yeah, your mum sounds like she absolutely loves it. Commercial break.
Obrigado. My name is Juan Lavellano Valenti. And here in Brazil, we love nothing more than the music of Willy Wonka. But we also like to have sex. I was in charge of the Olympic 2016 bubblegum machines which gave you condoms. And now, pairing with the genius mind of Archie Curzon Limited in London, UK, we've created the world's first bubblegum condom. Have as much sex as you want, your favorite positions, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, and my favorite, doggy. And then when you're done, all you have to do is put the condom in your mouth and have hours of endless beautiful bubblegum flavors. Coming to a nightclub near you soon. Go to the AC Limited website to book yours in.
You're also a Sevens legend, as well as being a 15s legend, seven Six Nations titles, one World Cup, and then you go to the Olympic Games in 2016. Now, what I want to know is, are the rumors true about the Olympic Village romances? How hot, how steamy does it get? Are you married? I don't know. Maybe I should have asked that before. Do you have a family? I'm not sure. But 2016...
Where was your research?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't research it, but go on.
It would have been creepy.
So awkward. I have a wonderful boyfriend. I don't have any children. I have a fox red Labrador. Would you like anything else?
Were you with him in 2016? Yes or no?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Okay, fine. For your teammates, was it hot and steamy in the village? Did you hear things? Because we hear all these rumors. Is it slightly correct? You're out in Rio. It's the city of love.
Yeah, no. There were a few romances.
Why not?
I think, you know what, it is absolutely mental. The craziest thing of my career is walking into that athlete village, and genuinely the second time I walked in, so we'd gone out and we were faffing about with our accreditations, and the Jamaican team were arriving, and I was like, oh God, like it could be Usain Bolt, like looking around, and it genuinely was him, just stood there. And, oh, and you know, and,
that
and,
is cool.
And then you go in and like walking into the lift and Jess Ennis is in there and you've got all of these and it's in physio, and my physio was like, oh, can you roll over? And I was like, oh, like being a proper diva. And she was like, I just want you to look to your right. And I was like, okay. And there was Andy Murray having treatment. I was like, this is mental. Like, it's weird. I think what's cool is that like rugby is now part of that. I think, you know, and actually, to be fair, talk about rigs. I mean, obviously, most Sevens players are ripped up. Yeah. The rugby players flew the flag for the best rigs. Like the swimmers were just like spatulas. The sprinters are all right, but yeah, rugby players.
Rugby players have the best rigs. Well, it's a well-known fact.
Nolly, you're now one of the best-known voices in rugby, having made your debut commentating, I believe, in the World Cup in 2019. You hit our screens, and now you're a much loved and much cherished voice on the airwaves and the media boxes all around the country.
I think you're great. I think you're great. It's a real honour to have you on the Rugby.
What games have I commentated on, Archie?
You commentated on a couple in the Six Nations. I couldn't give you... Nolly, I'm
he was drunk.
Nolly, I've just told you, I'm working in the city and I'm playing same professional rugby player. I've got mental fatigue. And then you're asking me these questions.
Yeah. No, but Nolly, you are absolutely brilliant. Firstly, I want to know, how did the commentating gig come around? And secondly, how do you put up with these horrible, old-fashioned, sexist pigs who enjoy the game of rugby but then want to voice their opinion hidden behind a trolled wall on Twitter?
Because of all my injuries, I just thought, you know what, I'm a rubbish fan. I don't want to go and sit and watch the girls. I'll just get too frustrated and start shouting and screaming from the sidelines. And it was when a lot, like Sky had come in and basically were covering a lot of the games, and hence why I met Paino and was introduced to his wonderful world in the studio. I just took the opportunities as they were given to me, and took little baby steps with building my experience. The fact I like talking more than Archie, I think, is probably of benefit.
Similar levels, yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, I'm actually impressed because I think I finally met someone that competes with my horse smile as well.
He's actually had a lot of money spent on that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. James Haskell, when I was on The Good, The Bad and The Rugby, told me that my teeth look like burnt fence posters. But funnily enough, my other side gig is, you know, I'm an influencer, Nolly, and a lovely dentist called Charlie Stay, I'll give him a plug here, came along and he said, let me sort those gnashes out. And yeah, they are brighter than the sun. but they look great when I got a tan.
They look fantastic, even without tan.
I mean, they look good. Like, I'm definitely complimenting them. I've been fortunate. I've been given some really good gigs. And I think one thing that made a massive difference was, as I talked about in the documentary, was the fact that Channel 4 were willing to support me all the way through the season. And I think in anything, if you just get a one-off, it's like you go in and you try and perform and you try and be great and you like you don't relax. And I've been super, super lucky to work alongside Miles Harrison, who is the voice of all of the Lions games. He is
genuinely one of the best commentators in the world, in my opinion, but also one of the best humans in the world. He is just so kind and has spent so much time with me, not just in the technical detail of commentary, but more so around my confidence and how we work together and how I can work with him. And I think that that's really helped. You know what, to start off with, I lost a lot of enjoyment because I was so nervous. I was, you know, I think like anybody, like, you know, just especially like you, actually super competitive, wanting to do a good job. And actually you're in a quite vulnerable space because you're literally learning your craft in front of
millions,
not just hundreds of thousands of people, like millions, when you step into ITV and Channel 4. And I lost a lot of the enjoyment, and I really genuinely didn't know why I was doing it. And it got to, you know, I think what was really hard was I'd kind of got into a routine of it and I was enjoying it, and then lockdown hit and then we didn't have a game for however long. And then I was thrust into Champions Cup quarterfinals, semifinals, final, and it, like, they're massive games, and then a Six Nations game. And I didn't realize how anxious I was about it all until I just all of a sudden imploded and just was like, you know, I've got to, like, what am I doing this for? And I was really lucky that quite a lot of the guys and girls from within the media industry, I some idiot on social media was not tagging me and stuff, but just stirring the pot so that people were, it was only ever going to be about me because it was about a female commentator. And I bit, unfortunately, at him. But then that actually triggered a lot of outpouring of support from within the media. And I think that just hearing from people that I massively respected, that they get it as well, I'm not the only one, and actually how they dealt with it and different strategies. And fundamentally, people on social media with, you know, 14 followers can tell me what they think, and they can write horrible things. But at this, now I enjoy blocking them. And two, they're not the people that are employing me. And actually the people that employ me, they don't need to. They don't have to put me in those positions. There's plenty of people queuing up to have those opportunities. And actually, I've got to trust them and also the people that I really respect giving me the feedback that actually is worthwhile to listen to.
So in a way, I mean, look, I could have told you from day dot, anyone with anything less than 1,000 followers on social media is not even worth the space. I wouldn't certainly be following them back, I tell you.
Actually, is exactly the same as Miles, because on my commentary notes book, he said his feedback was to me was be more Nolly. And I have that in big Sharpie across hashtag, the front of my book.
I have that on my briefcase. Be more
be more cousin, so.
And be more Nolly.
I read that, be more Nolly, then I've scribbled that out because I want to be my own self. And I've been, be more Archie. And I read that on the tube. I just look at my briefcase. There's another affirmation I use. Just be more Archie. You're great. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You know, and obviously, yeah, I read the abuse I get on Instagram.
Of course.
But it fuels the fire. It fuels the fire to deliver more banter.
No.
And I enjoy it.
Well, talking about banter, we are going to play a little game which we brought in this series. Danny Cares played, Ryan Wilson played. They've all played.
Monty Panesar
didn't play. Anyway, this one is called Chat or No Chat, where we read out 10 ex-colleagues of yours in, you know, both sort of a professional and a rugby capacity. And all you have to say, Nolly, Danielle, CV, is chat or no chat. So here we go. If you're ready, Maggie Alfonsi.
No chat.
Will Greenwood.
No chat.
Emily Scarrett.
No chat.
Heather Fisher.
Chat. You need her on the podcast. She is the wildest person
you could
ever meet. Another one of my roommates who is just off the charts. Awesome. She does spend most of her time, to be fair, you could probably talk to her about naked press-ups, but I'm pretty sure she spent more time naked in the room than she did with clothes on. So when we read,
maybe we can do that. Maybe we can make that an X-rated late night pod.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like you should do it on
but
the
pod. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was Heather Fisher. We're definitely going to get her on. Clive Woodward.
I mean,
no chat.
He's got no chat.
No chat.
Sarah Hunter.
No chat.
Martin Johnson.
No chat. I mean, you come on.
Martin Bayfield.
Chat.
Okay. Flats. David Flatman, friend of the show. And one of your great friends.
Chat.
He's got to have chat with that build.
Also an extra in the film Taken. Interesting fact about him.
Really?
Yeah.
So Jill Douglas.
Oh, chat. She's awesome.
Okay, well, I think you are our joint highest scorer with no chats. It looks like most people in rugby don't have chats.
That's probably
well, you've
true.
Gone for all of the like
the boring
leaders
ones.
That like oh like can't have chat.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair,
where's your Wardies? Where's your Benders?
Just to finish off, and you've been absolutely incredible. We've taken you for far too long of your time. I'm sure you want to get back to your wonderful dog and your lovely boyfriend. But just to finish off, what is your biggest regret in your career so far, and also your biggest highlight, the moment you'd like to relive again and again?
I had a bit of a tough time in the build-up to Rio. Big, massive knee injury, like bit of a crash mentally. It was all it was a tough, tough challenge to even get on that plane. And I think probably my biggest regret was to not enjoy the opportunity of becoming an Olympian more, because I put so much pressure on myself to perform that I just forgot to have fun and just to stop and look around. I'm sure like you're playing when you're playing with the Falcons, you know, you stop, stand in the middle of the field, have a little look around, the supporters, the teammates.
Mainly on the night out, Nolly, I have to remind myself. when I'm in Infernos, I stop, I look around, I think, God, I'm in great shape and it's great to be alive.
Yeah,
and Westlife exactly. are not a bad band. So it's a great song.
Essentially, you regret having a boyfriend in the Athletes' Village.
I'll tell you a funny story. So in London, they had massive big bowls of condoms and they obviously just got like nailed. And that's where the story of like it all getting a bit loose
promiscuous,
came from. Yeah. In Rio, they had this huge big dining hall, like absolutely massive. And they decided that by where the condoms should be is by the door that as people were coming in and out. But in a massive big bubblegum machine. So
oh my God.
Where Team GB sat were we tended to sit in the blue seats just so that we knew that if you like we were fine because we were always the team, but individual athletes, if they were going over, Team GB would be in an area if you could go and sit with them. And there was this one big bubblegum machine right by the door. And any guy that would go walk over, we'd be like, and then shouting like, mate, you're a three, no chance.
Oh my God.
They need to have that in Infernos.
They do.
That'd be a great game.
Shall I make a
note of that.
It took so long to turn, you know, like it was like old school, like turning the thing. They literally had to stand there for a solid.
Oh God. There was no subtlety. There was no grab and go.
No, like you see the heat going up.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And Nolly, to finish off your highlight, you've had the most incredible career, the most, you know, rewarded fullback in the history of the game. But tell us, if you had to pick one moment to live again, what would it be?
I think scoring in the World Cup final.
Did you get an MBE off the back of it or not?
No, we didn't. It's a little
orcs. Archibald.
I'll sort that out. I'm well connected.
Nolly, thank you so, so much. You've been absolutely incredible.
Thank
you for giving all your time.
I hope you've enjoyed it.
It's
thank you
pleasure.
So much.
Thank you so much.
You've been brilliant.
Time. Yeah, thank you very much. Really appreciate
awesome.
It. Oh, Clody.
She was wonderful.
She was bloody great. It just shows you, doesn't matter if you're male or female, if you play rugby, you have got Lebenter. She has got the gift of the gab for comms. And you know what? That's probably, I can see me and her doing a double act. When I retire, I could probably see myself doing a job there.
Yeah, she was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, she was great.
She's
really
doing a wonderful job with the commentary jobs now. And, you know, big summer for her.
And another person with the blue tick that is a fan of me, a fan of the pod. And yeah, just great, great to have her on board.
Well, Archie, I think we should definitely get more females on the podcast.
Yeah, me too. Actually, write this down. Let's try and get Katie Price.
Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you got pissed with that rugby player.
So, Archie, now it's time for another little installment of Clubhouse Stories.
I love it. Want to see you in the clubhouse. I want to hear you in the clubhouse.
Are you okay? Hey,
you've honestly got some talent.
I appreciate that. Anyway, so this is obviously brought to us by the incredible guys from Suns. They've sorted out everyone's lit who's listening to this pod, I'm guessing. If they haven't, go on their website and use the code RickBiz20.
They're here every week, aren't
they? At the same time, they're now looking to get the extra edge. We're about to start Q3 and you need that extra percentage. And
this pod will be going out Q3.
It will be.
Perfect timing.
And they've come out with
this. You'll be getting this in your ears in the morning as you start to business develop for Q3.
Well, speaking about that, these guys have come up with this incredible new product, the best rated one on the market internationally. And it's a probiotic, which is going to change your life. It gives you the edge mentally, physically, on the pitch, off the pitch, and in the boardroom.
It's the same thing you were talking about last week.
It is, but it works such wonders. Well, you said you were going to bring your stores back in this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't have time, so I was being on the lash, mate. It was my birthday week.
We're talking about getting on the lash.
And to be honest, mate, when I have a lot of booze, my stalls are not good.
No, exactly, but that's why you need this. That's
the only time I actually use the bug brush in my loo.
Really?
When I have like a big birthday lash.
Well, that's thanks to the fact that you've been using that incredible probiotic.
I was on Guinness, I was on shots,
Sambuca,
I was on Spring Angel,
mini Guinnesses.
I was drinking more lash before I even turned up to see you. I met you at 11:30. Yeah. So you think I probably got about six cans of more lash.
Oh my God, you're completely crazy.
Yeah, but pre-lash gets you in a good state for lash. And when I hit that lash, mate,
but can you just tell?
I was skiing down. It was like me being on a black run.
You were out of control. You were out of control. You were. Well, the bouncers can stop you. That's why they chucked you out. But obviously.
That was quite a good chat.
It was quite embarrassing, but it was okay. Because I was the only person left over, and I was like, do I care on drinking? Do I care? Anyway, that's fine, Arch. So basically, if you guys want to get the edge, all you have to do is go to the Sun's website and get this incredible new probiotic. They're giving £25 discount.
Wow.
And the product only costs £30 for a month. So for a fiver, you get a month's worth of what I like to call magic. Something which is going to get you the percentage inside and outside the boardroom.
It's only £30 a month.
It's only £30 a month.
That is a sixth of what my gym membership is.
Okay.
Pretty impressive.
That is quite impressive. Yeah. And also you're getting a discount on that. Whereas this, £25 discount.
Get a discount at my gym.
No, exactly.
I wouldn't want it.
But we're giving out free money today. We're like the bank of mum and dad.
We're talking about
Suns. Mum and dad. Yeah. All you have to is go to the Suns website and put in the code RIGBIZ25. And guess what? If you don't fancy the probiotics and you're still thinking, fuck, I've got an awful lid, put in the same code and you can get the same 1 month or 3 month package to sort out your lid. So go to the Suns website and put in the code RIGBIZ25 for £25.
Okay, mate, which rugby player have we got coming this week?
Well, Archie, we got a tiny bit of banter from Mr. Harvey James Sellers.
Selzy.
And he goes...
Selzy. Oi, Selzy! Selzy!
He goes, yo.
Hey! Hold on. Selzy! He's talking to a bird again. He's always chatting.
Right. Well, he goes, yo.
Selzy, just see what kind of crisps they do. He's not. He can't hear.
Okay,
me.
He can't hear. Yeah. So,
typical Selzy.
He sadly starts by saying, yo. Don't know what you make of that.
No, that's awful.
Okay. Well, he starts by saying, yo. So I was very fortunate.
That's actually really, really poor grammar.
It's incredibly awful grammar, yeah.
I don't know anyone that. Do you know who the kind of people that say yo? Are the kind of people that are now on Clapham Common, the anti-vax.
Maybe he is part of the anti-vax group, aren't you?
Hope not. Anyway,
let's see what the story
saying?
Has to behold.
So, I don't think they like rugby.
I was very fortunate to be in New Zealand as the 2017 Lions boys were playing. I managed to get a ticket to the first test.
Yeah, good lad.
Obviously, we lost. But
probably through family connections.
Definitely. Obviously lost, but it was an unreal game. Anyway, we're fairly liquidated, so move on to a bar club that some locals kindly guide us to. A few hours deep, all of a sudden, an influx of Lions boys rolling through.
Oh, yeah, here they come on the old lash. Imagine that music change. Da-na, da-na, na, 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 na.
Yeah, in comes the fridge. In comes Marla.
Na, 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 na,
they're all here.
They're all wearing like sunglasses. Come on, Lions!
They're like the Men in Black or the guys in Dodgeball. Anyway, not much of a scene was made, but my mate and I couldn't contain our erections.
Yeah, but that would be so good fun to see all the boys.
Watson, JJ, Sinks, Finn Russell.
Yeah, all the boys. That's a bloody good boy band, actually.
Off the bat, Watson walks past me, so I thought I'd give him a tap on the back. Hard luck today, mate. You had a class game.
Yeah, professional rugby players love that.
He completely ignored me.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't work.
Anthony Watson wouldn't ignore me, but that's because he follows me on Instagram.
Well, fair enough, he said. But next target was Sinks, as I'm a massive Quinns fan.
Sinks.
And
bloody
loved
good guy.
Sinks since he stepped onto the scene. Actually managed to get a good combo in with Sinks, which really sums up the bloke. A true inspiration to the sport, unlike Watson. I then managed to slide my way in and sit next to Finn. Finn Russell.
Yeah, good guy.
He was pretty irrelevant at that point.
Yeah.
Got called in as backup for the tour. I then noticed he was sipping on a non-alcoholic beer and thought, fuck that. Ciao.
Wow. Wow, that is a horrifically bad story.
That's possibly the
worst. I don't know what's happened to the people listening to this podcast.
I don't know.
I just expect better chat week in, week out. At least 3 weeks of just poor, poor banter. And so I'm looking inside the organisation, right? And there's only one person I'm looking at.
Tanya.
No, you.
Me?
Yeah, because you're sifting through these emails.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been
very
busy.
Can you make sure next week something comes, you know, something better comes
our
way?
We will start the new line.
That's one out of chat.
That's what I figured out.
No wonder Anthony Watson ignored this guy.
Yeah, he's a complete loser. Woo! Yeah.
He probably started up, Yo, hard luck today.
Yeah.
and what's no, thank like? You, mate.
Yeah, no, thank you. Not on my watch.
Yeah. Well, how come you're here? Because you don't believe in getting vaccinated.
Well, maybe it's a good time to announce to the listeners that we are starting a 6-episode Lion special next week.
Yeah.
Pre-season's over, and by Harvey James Sellers' chat, you wouldn't be able to tell that. But next week we start 6 weeks of Lions, 6 weeks of Lions legends.
Knowles,
one on each
Hibbert,
podcast.
Roberts, just some of the names.
The names keep on coming and it's going to be absolutely incredible. So we will have to make sure that we up the ante for Clubhouse Stories from next week onwards. Because I agree, it's gone down the shitter. So Archie, obviously Morlash is doing incredibly well.
It has done unbelievably well.
And people can go to morlashbrewery.com to buy them, and it's next day delivery now.
Yeah, you guys next are day welcome. Delivery.
So you guys can get them.
People are loving the chat inside the box.
So if
people are loving the taste of the lager. It's premium lager for premium people. And you know, really importantly, one thing we haven't mentioned is that 10p from each can we sell is going to Restart Rugby. So we are making some serious coinage for Restart Rugby, who do amazing things for people in rugby. So please remember, when you're purchasing the lager,
it's not all going to Archie.
Some of it is going to a charity. The rest is going towards a deposit for a boat in Monaco I'm looking at.
But I know you were looking to try and go international.
Mate, we're expanding.
It's been going domestic.
We are expanding.
It's gone so well the first week or so.
We're bringing people inside the business.
So you're looking to today interview someone to come on board and be your right-hand man.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Right, okay. So do you want us to bring them in? Are you ready?
Yeah, just bring them in.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Hello.
Here he is, the old heart attack. Welcome. See what I did there? Because your name is Charlie Hart, and I nicknamed you the heart attack.
That is some excellent chat, Archie.
Yeah, it's quite a good way to start a meeting.
Are you based in Clapham?
No, I'm actually not. I'm on the other side of the Northern Line.
Oh, where's that?
Where's that?
Yeah, I know. Hi, Barnett.
Ooh. Just so I know, if needs be, are you happy to relocate to Clapham? I would probably need you. This person can be a right hand man. I'll need someone pretty much next door to me in Clapham.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Bring me down to the Triangular Trailer.
Just tell us your name, your age, what you do, where you work, and your basic salary.
So I am Charlie Hart or AKA Charles Hart, depending on who's asking. AKA Heart Attack, AKA The Danger.
Yeah, let's just leave it a heart attack.
Yes, please. Have a bit of respect. You're in an interview, Charlie.
Yeah.
I currently work in merchandising for ASOS.
Wow. Okay. And they are an impressive business.
Yeah.
They will probably do pretty well. You've seen Morlash has come out the lager.
Yes, yeah. I have. I bought it as well.
Right. Okay. He's got the job.
This guy is on a winning formula. Okay.
He's got the job.
So first of all, well done. It's unscientifically proven to improve your chat, so you're welcome. Now, heart attack, what are you bringing into this company? I need a right-hand man. I need someone who's young, hungry, dynamic, enthusiastic, good at chopping pints, good at talking to cheekers, good at doing CrossFit, good in the gym, knows his way around Twickenham, That's what
Absolutely.
I need.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I like to think of myself as a little bit of a scapegoat for the banter. I don't mind being that bloke who
you need
takes takes the majority of the jokes.
So you'd be comfortable.
Someone's got to do it. It's an important role.
You'd be comfortable with me debagging you if we needed to have an office laugh.
That's what it is, mate.
Yeah.
Business is business.
No, I like that.
I love that.
I love the fact he likes to be debagged.
But should we get to the business now, Arch? Because obviously Morlash is growing domestically, but we're looking to take it international.
Yes.
So working for ASOS.
So like Manchester, like Birmingham, Liverpool.
Get it outside London. Get it up to Barnet.
Yeah. Get it to Barnet.
I didn't even realise it was sort of delivered there. But, you know, look, we're trying to grow this beer, right?
Lager.
This lager. So
premium lager.
What would be your sort of three-step plan for world domination if you were going to come on board?
Yeah. And write these down because I can't. I'm watching him on camera. I'm watching it the way he conducts himself. He's got a beautiful smile. So, he's got a beautiful smile.
He does.
Yeah, he can't help but smile now.
I think just, it's got to be, you know, wait, you've got to conquer the South
just,
first.
Just wait. Just if he can't, just write down he didn't wear a suit to the meeting, which didn't is a bit of a brown point, but we won't mention it. Yeah, okay, carry on, Heart Attack. Yeah.
He's smiling again.
He loves a smile.
He does.
He really does.
He's cute little Charlie Hart, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Old Heart Attack.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll give you a heart attack with his smile.
He will do.
Yeah.
Well, let's hit the 3-point plan.
He's having a sip of water now.
Rehydrating. It's good to see.
Good to see. Good
so
see.
Go on, Charlie. Give us your 3-point plan.
First point. Number one.
Get stuff in.
A. Point A.
Get stuff in.
You've got to get the market share in South.
Yeah.
And then expand from there. Point two, move up to North London. You know, there's a lot of business in North London. Okay. There's a lot of rugby clubs up there. Right. There's a lot of boys who enjoy the lash.
Right. And have you got contacts in that area? Do you know boys who like to lash?
I've got lots of contacts. I know a lot of boys who like to lash.
Okay. Me too, actually. We've actually got quite a lot in like similarities.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows people who like to lash. I also know people who drink quite a lot. Point C. Pull up point C on the presentation.
And then, you know, you've got to capture the unis. That's where the market is.
Yeah. That is where the market
boys who like the lash, they like drinking. And, you know, there's more and more unis these days. More and more people going to uni. Yeah. More and more rugger buggers.
Yeah, yeah. No, mate, that's a good point.
He's actually very good.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't thought about any of these points.
Mate, I haven't really. I just thought put it on the internet and people will buy it.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This guy, he's smiling again as well, which is always, it's kind of got, he is just can't stop it.
No, I know, it's wonderful
okay,
to see.
Okay, this has gone positively. Obviously, this is an 8-stage interview process. Just tell me, salary-wise, cash, coin, what are you looking for?
Upper 30s, maybe.
Upper 30s. Okay, cheap. Very, very cheap.
I'm still only young.
How old are you?
I'm ready to...
How old are you?
23.
Have you got a degree?
I haven't got a degree.
You haven't?
Haven't.
I haven't.
No. Right, okay. Right.
I'm studying a diploma at the moment.
Studying a diploma.
In what?
I drink diplomas.
Financial advisor.
Right, okay. Advisor. That's okay. Interesting. We will need a money man. Okay.
Financial advisor.
That's fine. Right. Okay. Hearty, if you were to go to the next round, can you promise us you'll wear a suit and you'll keep bloody smiling?
I will, absolutely, and no brown shoes either.
Okay.
Mate, love that, love that.
Well, Charlie, just to finish off, if you could give us a sort of a 30-second pitch. Obviously, we've had a very competitive interview process up till now. We've been on interviews all evening. So if you could just stand out from the crowd, 30 seconds, the floor is yours. Convince us that you're the right man for the job.
Never made it as a blind man.
Well... You know, I don't think you'll speak to anyone who won't forget meeting me for the first time or certainly meeting me ever. You know, you'll always remember a good night out with me. And I bring a lot of decent laughs to the floor whenever we're going out. So, you know, what more could a company want than an employee like me?
Never made it as a bum evening. I'm playing the music to it because it was a good speech. Let's start again. Any given Sunday, just remember that. Let's go again.
You know, I don't want to forget meeting me or going out on the lash with me. It's certainly been memorable nights. You know, we've ended up in some dark spots. But, you know, we look at all the rugby boys, they love it. You know, I'm social sec as well, so I bring a lot of... experience on that front. And I think I bring a lot of good to the company.
Well, I'd say we'll finish this interview and just write the notes down. He's going through the next round. Really, really like him. Got a great smile, great attitude. It'll cost a cheap labour as well. Can't tell a good story, but we can improve that.
Charlie Hart.
I really can't.
Thank you so much.
Love and champagne, Charlie. Love and champagne, Heart Attack.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings to an end the final pre-season fixture before we go face-to-face with six Lions legends across six weeks.
And a seriously good pre-season. It was always going to be tough this week just because, you know, we were out on the old Lasharoo last week.
Very big one.
And that's what happens when you eat about 12 bananas on a morning sitting. You know, your performances will be up and down.
A bit messy. Well, thank God you got the probiotics from Saints.
But very, very happy with that. And I think I'll say to the boys, you know, just have the weekend off, relax, because next week we are facing a different kind of caliber of opposition.
Yeah, we get on the plane to South Africa.
Yeah, we're going to South Africa.
Yeah, well, we're not, but...
But kind of, because we are facing some Lions legends.
We are facing some
Lions
legends.
People who have put on that red jersey.
It's going to be incredibly tough. And also... we'll be primed, we'll be ready, and we'll be taking you every step of the way together.
And saying that, Fred, I just like, do you mind if I just sort of take the floor? I'm gonna see us out. It's been emotional.
Make go for it.
Men, women, chassisettes. It's the magician here, aka the CEO of Clapham. I hope this finds you well. Q3 is upon us. A quarter that you have to make count. Yes, we have done fine work in Q1, Q2, but now the world is opening up. Now is the time to strike. The lash will be bigger, the battle will be tougher, but we must stick together. Remember, more lash is still available on www.morelashbrewery.com. Go buy your finest lager now and make sure your Q3 is perfection.